January 1st marks the start of a new year.
1月1号是进入新年的标志。
For some people, worry will characterize this new year.
而有些人则是以忧虑作为进入新年的标志。
Almost everyone struggles to some degree with worry.
几乎每个人都挣扎在不同程度的忧虑中。
Many struggle with worry about money and material needs.
而许多人的忧虑是在金钱与物质方面的。
You may worry about your job.
你可能担心你的工作。
Will you have one?
比如我会不会找到一份工作。
Will you keep it?
我能不能保住现有的工作。
Will you get one?
又或会不会跳槽。
You may worry about your finances.
你也可能担心你的经济状况。
Will you have enough to cover your bills?
比如有钱付账单吗。
Will there be enough if you get sick?
或者有钱看病吗。
Jesus said that the worries of this life can choke your spiritual life.
而耶稣说，对今生的忧虑会扼杀人的属灵生命。
He pictured the word of God as a seed that's planted in the soil of your hearts.
他把神的道比作撒在人心里的种子。
The word should take root and grow and produce a crop.
而这个道应当扎根、生长和结果。
But weeds and thorns can choke this life.
但败子和荆棘却能把道挤住。
Weeds prevent the word from bearing fruit.
败子妨碍道结出果子。
Worry is like a weed in your heart.
而忧虑就是你心里的败子。
It's a weed that hinders the word from producing good fruit.
它会拦阻真道结出善果。
What do you worry about?
你到底担心什么呢？
Does worry rob you of joy?
忧虑是否夺走了你的喜乐?
Does it rob you of peace?
平安呢?
Does worry choke those things out of your life?
忧虑有没有在你的生命中扼杀了这些?
Joy and peace belong to the fruit of the Spirit.
而平安、喜乐是圣灵的果子。
When worry controls you, you will see little fruit of joy and peace.
但当忧虑辖制你的时候你就看不见平安喜乐的果子了。
Jesus, of course, said, "Don't worry."
没错，耶稣是说过不要忧虑。
That's easier for him to say than for us to do.
但主说说容易，我们做起来就难了。
But Jesus helps you by pointing to mistakes you may make, which lead to worry.
可是耶稣会帮我们指明错误，而这些错误会引致忧虑。
And then he tells you what to do to avoid worry.
之后主又会告诉我们应当做什么以避免忧虑。
Look with me please at Matthew chapter 6 verse 25.
请看马太福音六章二十五节。
Would you read that?
Yeah. 所以我告诉你们不要为生命忧虑吃什么喝什么为身体忧虑穿什么。生命不胜于饮食吗身体不胜于衣裳吗
Are not food and clothing important?
那照此说来饮食和衣裳不重要吗
But Jesus is not talking about affording a meal at a five-star restaurant.
请注意，耶稣不是说什么五星级饭店的大餐。
He's not talking about a two-week vacation eating in restaurants.
也不是说为期两周的度假，每天都能吃在饭店。
He's talking about having any food at all to eat.
他指的是所有可吃的食物。
You can understand this in the way he just taught his disciples to pray.
你可以从他刚教导门徒的主导文里来解。
Look at verse 11.
请看十一节。
Give us today our daily bread.
我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们。
Jesus is talking about basic daily needs.
所以耶稣说的是基本的日常所需。
Jesus is also not talking about affording an expensive coat.
同样关于衣服，耶稣也没有说买华服。
He's not talking about getting designer clothes.
也不是指穿戴高级定制。
Jesus is talking about having adequate clothes to wear, anything to cover and warm yourself.
耶稣指的是所有能穿、能遮盖和保暖的衣服。
These are important things.
吃穿都是重要的。
We consider them essential.
我们也认为他们是必须的。
But Jesus says, do not worry about what you will eat or drink or what you will wear.
但耶稣却说，不要为生命忧虑吃什么、喝什么，为身体忧虑穿什么。
Why?
主为什么这么说?
What do you think?
你又对此作何感想?
Well, Jesus answers that question.
耶稣给出了答案。
Your life is more important than food.
那就是生命胜于饮食。
Your body is more important than clothes.
身体胜于衣裳。
We live very physical lives.
诚然，我们活在肉身中。
Our body tells us when we are hungry.
身体会告诉我们饿了。
Our body tells us when we are cold.
也会告诉我们冷了。
It demands from us that we feed it.
它要求我们摄取食物。
It demands that we clothe it.
也要求我们穿戴衣物。
And your body can become a nag.
身体就像一个喋喋不休的人。
It doesn't stop telling you that it's hungry until it gets food.
它会不停地告诉你它饿了，直到得着食物为止。
But Jesus said your life is more important than food.
但耶稣却说，生命胜于饮食。
Your body is more important than clothes.
身体胜于衣裳。
There are higher priorities in your life than food and clothing.
在人生中有比吃穿更重要的东西。
Your very life and even your body are more important than sustaining them physically.
你的生命甚至仅仅是肉身都比只得着物质供应更重要。
Well, what could be a higher priority than the essentials to maintain life?
那什么是比生存所需更重要的呢？
Well, Jesus waits to answer that until he explains three more mistakes that lead to worry.
耶稣没有立刻回答，而是先解释了另外三个会导致忧虑的错误。
Jesus continues with the second mistake in verse 26.
在二十六节里，耶稣继续论到第二个错误。
Could you read that, please?
你们看那天上的飞鸟，也不种，也不收，也不积蓄在仓里，你们的天父尚且养活它，你们不比飞鸟贵重的多吗？
Take a look at God's creation.
请让我们来看看神的创造。
What lessons can you learn?
从中你学到了什么呢？
What you see in creation is there by God's design.
在神的创造中你又看到了什么？
He has designed creation as a complex system.
他的创造就像一个复杂的系统。
The individual parts are dependent upon each other.
环环相扣。
As a result, the birds somehow have food to eat all year long.
因此飞鸟整年都能吃到食物。
They don't have to sow.
他们不种。
They don't have to harvest.
也不收。
They don't have to store it for the winter months.
也不在冬天储存食物。
Are you not more valuable than birds?
而你们岂不比飞鸟更贵重吗？
God cares for birds.
神看顾小鸟。
Will he not also care for you?
不也看顾你们吗？
Look at verses 28 and 29.
请看28到29节。何必为衣裳忧虑呢？你想野地里的百合花怎么长起来？它也不劳苦，也不纺线。然而我告诉你们，就是所罗门极荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如这花一朵呢。
Have you ever taken the time to hike through the fields in springtime?
你有没有花时间漫步在春天的野地里？
Have you ever marveled at the beauty of the flowers?
你有没有惊叹鲜花的美丽呢？
There's such a multitude of colors.
它们真是色彩缤纷。
They're varying shapes and sizes.
形状大小也都不同。
Look closely and touch some of the petals.
当你凑近看并轻抚花瓣时，
You might not be able to afford cloth that was so soft and fine.
你就知道没有一件衣服会像花朵一样柔滑和精致的。
But by the end of August, those fields are often brown and dry.
但一到八月底，田野就变得枯干了。
The flowers are gone.
花朵也凋谢了。
The grass may have been mowed and used for feed or simply burned.
而青草可能被割下喂动物，或干脆一烧了之。
God created great beauty in the fields.
神在野地里创造了精妙绝伦的美。
But it doesn't last more than a few months or less.
但这份美也仅维持数月之久。
Are you not more important to God than the fields and the flowers?
而你们不比野地里的花更珍贵吗？
Trust that you are more important to God than birds and flowers.
请相信，在神眼中，你远比飞鸟和花朵更重要。
God made man in his own image.
因为神是按他的形象造的人。
Birds and flowers are not in the image of God.
而飞鸟与花朵并没有神的形象。
Yet God takes care of them.
然而神却看顾他们。
He will certainly take care of you.
所以神必定也会看顾你的。
Do not make the mistake of failing to trust God that he will care for you.
不要犯傻，以致不相信神会看顾你。
Well, how do we express that trust?
那我们又如何表达这份信心呢？
How do we act that shows we do trust and don't worry?
我们又应当在行动上如何体现出对神的信心，从而除去忧虑呢？
Well, Jesus answers, but only after dealing with two more mistakes.
耶稣在讲论了另两个错误之后给出了答案。
Look at verse 27.
请看27节。你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢？
Translations and interpretations vary here.
虽然对此句的翻译有所不同，
But the sense remains the same.
但意思是一致的。
Jesus used what we call a mixed metaphor.
耶稣在此处使用了一个混合的隐喻。
He uses a unit of length with a unit of time.
即长度单位和时间单位相混合。
Who can add a cubit, about 45 centimeters, to his lifespan?
经上写道，谁能叫他的寿命延长一肘呢？一肘等于45厘米。
Whether Jesus is talking about increasing your height or lengthening your life, the sense is the same.
但不论耶稣讲的是增加身量还是增加寿数，其表达的意思都是一样的。
How does worrying help?
那就是忧虑一无是处。
Some people worry about how long they will live.
有些人担忧他们的寿数。
They worry about dying.
他们惧怕死亡。
Well, a person should be concerned with what happens after death.
一个人的确应当思量死后会发生什么。
But does their worry help them live longer?
但他们对死的担忧能叫他们活得更长吗？
No.
当然不会。
Worry is ineffective.
忧虑于事无补。
Some things you cannot change.
因为有些事不是你能改变的。
To worry about them is useless.
担忧这些事是白费力气。
If you are short and worry about it, will you get taller?
如果你身材矮小并为此担忧，你就能变高吗？
We watched a movie about a prisoner exchange between the U.S. and Russia that took place during the Cold War.
我们看过一个电影，是发生在冷战时期美俄交换囚犯的故事。
It was based on a real story.
它是根据真实事件改编的。
The lawyer mediating the exchange asked the accused spy if he was worried.
在片中，调解律师问那个被指控的间谍对前途担不担心。
His own government might execute him or imprison him.
因为他的政府可能会处决或监禁他。
Each time he was asked throughout the movie, he gave the same answer.
在整部影片中，每一次当他被问到这个问题时，他的回答只有一句。
Would it help?
担心又能怎么样呢？
Of course not.
担心当然没有用。
Worry doesn't help.
担忧无济于事。
Worry doesn't change things.
担忧什么都不能改变。
Worry is ineffective.
担忧百无一事。
What a mistake to make.
多蠢的错误啊。
Why worry when it doesn't change anything?
那为什么知道它无济于事还要担忧呢？
Why waste energy on worry?
为什么要把精力浪费在忧虑上呢？
So what do we need to do not to worry about things we cannot change?
那我们当做什么才能不担忧那些无法改变的事呢？
Jesus deals with one more mistake that leads to worry before giving the answer.
耶稣在先谈论了另一个会引发忧虑的错误后才给出答案。
Look at verses 31 and 32.
请看31到32节。所以不要忧虑说吃什么、喝什么、穿什么。这都是外邦人所求的，你们需用的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。
Those who are without God eagerly seek food and clothes and length of life.
那些不信之人热切地追求吃穿和寿数。
To worry about these same things means we are acting just like them.
而对这些事忧虑，只能表明我们行事像他们一样。
We are thinking just like them.
我们想他们所想的。
We are seeking what they earnestly or eagerly seek.
也追求他们所渴慕的。
What makes your faith different than theirs?
那造成我们的信仰与众不同的是什么呢？
Do you claim that you're a child of God?
你是否声称自己是神的儿女？
If you do, you are claiming that God is your heavenly Father.
如果这么做了，你也就等于宣告神是你的天父。
What do you say about your heavenly Father if you run after the things which pagans run after?
可是如果你也追求外邦人追求的东西，那么你将天父置于何地呢？
If you worry about your food, you are saying your Father won't feed you.
如果为吃的忧虑，你就等于在说天父不会养活你。
If you worry about your clothes, you're saying your father won't clothe you.
如果为穿的忧虑，也等于说天父不会给你穿戴。
What type of father is that?
那这成了什么样的父亲啊？
Either you are maligning your father or revealing that you don't really believe that he is your father.
这不仅是毁谤天父，也表明你压根就不相信他是你的父。
Well, how do we change that?
那如何改变这一切呢？
It's nearly impossible to just stop worrying.
仅仅停止忧虑是几乎不可能做到的。
You may recognize that you worry.
你可能会意识到你正在忧虑中。
You may want to stop worrying.
你也可能想要去阻止它。
But it's difficult if we only try to stop.
但如果只是试图停止忧虑是很难做到的。
We need to replace worrying with something better.
所以我们需要用正确的思想来取代忧虑本身。
And Jesus tells us what to do.
耶稣告诉我们当做什么。
He finally gets to it in verse 33 after looking at these mistakes which lead to worry.
在讲论了所有这些引致忧虑的错误后，耶稣最终在33节提供了答案。
Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well.
要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们。
This answers those mistakes which lead to the worries which Jesus just explained.
这节经文对耶稣所说的那些会引起忧虑的错误做出了回答。
With the same zeal that pagans seek to obtain food and drink and clothing, we are to seek to obtain God's kingdom and his righteousness.
每个人都有相同的热情，只是外邦人用这样的热情来寻求吃喝穿着。而我们则寻求神的过，神的国和神的义。
A different goal changes our perspective radically.
一个不同的目标会完全改变我们的观点。
First, by seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, you establish the correct priority in your life.
首先，借着寻求神的国和神的义，我们设立了正确的人生重点。
Having the wrong priorities.Leads to worry.
而错误的人生重点会引起忧虑。
Children of God put first in their lives what matters to God.
神的儿女把神认为重要的事放在生命的首位。
And then everything else comes after that.
然后其他的事也就水到渠成了。
What matters to you more, to please God or to please people?
那什么是你看重的呢？是取悦神还是取悦人？
What matters to you more, to be righteous before God or to be thought right by people?
什么又是你宝贝的呢？是愿在神面前被称为义呢？还是被世人所接受？
What do you do when you make a mistake?
当你犯错时，你会做什么？
What do you do when that mistake might cost you?
而当这个错误要你付出代价时，你又会做什么呢？
What if that mistake made you lose face to your boss?
如果那个错误会叫你在老板面前丢脸，你怎么办？
What if that mistake might cost you your job?
或那个错误会叫你丢了工作，你又怎么办？
If your priority is God's kingdom and His righteousness, you will not lie, but tell the truth.
但如果你以神的国和神的义为首位，你就会实话实说。
You will worry more about what God thinks than what people will think or do.
因为你更担心的是神的想法，而非世人的。
By telling the truth, you know you please God.
借着实话实说，你就会知道你是得蒙喜悦的。
And you need not worry about that.
你就会因此放宽心了。
Jesus said that your life is more important than food.
耶稣说你们的生命胜于饮食。
Your body is more important than clothes.
身体胜于衣裳。
The Apostle Paul wrote in Romans 6 that you are to yield the members of your body to serve righteousness.
在罗马书六章，使徒保罗写道，要将自己的肢体作为义的器皿。
In Romans chapter 12 verse 1, it says to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God.
在罗马书十二章一节也写道，将身体献上当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
It's more important to use your body for righteousness than to feed it.
把身体当作义的器皿，比仅仅让它吃饱更重要。
Some people worry about the small things.
而有些人则为琐事忧虑。
Will I get my share of food?
比如我会得到我吃的那份吗？
Will I get my favorite dessert?
或者我会吃到我喜欢的甜点吗？
They're being driven by their appetites and not seeking God's kingdom first.
他们没有先求神的国，而是被自己的肚腹所驱使。
As a result, they worry.
所以他们会忧虑。
Second, by seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness, you express trust in God.
第二，借着寻求神的国和神的义，你表达了对神的信赖。
The child of God trusts in God to act as a loving heavenly Father.
神的儿女相信他是满有爱的天父。
The believer trusts God as the all-powerful and all-knowing God.
信徒也相信神是全能全知的。
He can and will do what is best for you.
他所成就的都是最好的。
You are more important than birds and flowers.
请记得，你们远比飞鸟与鲜花重要。
God values you more than birds and flowers.
神看你们比他们珍贵。
Trust Him to take care of you.
所以请相信他一定会看顾你的。
Trust Him that He will do what is best for you.
也请相信他给你的都是对你最好的。
If you zealously pursue material things, you imply that you do not trust God to provide.
但如果你热切追求物欲，你就是在暗示你不相信神会供应。
Third, when you seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness first, you choose to believe that God can do something.
第三，当你先寻求神的国和神的义时，你就是选择相信在人不能，在神凡事都能的真理。
That's when we can do nothing. When we worry, we imply that God cannot do what He has promised.
而当人忧虑时，就是在暗示神无法坚定他的应许。
Or we imply that He wouldn't want to do what He promised.
或是暗示他不会信守承诺。
We worry as if worry would help when God might not help.
我们忧虑，好像他能提供帮助，而神却什么都帮不了。
Fourth, when you seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness, you act like God truly is your Father.
第四，当你寻求神的国和神的义时，你就表明神真是你的父了。
The Bible often talks about a son rather than just a child, because the son had the status of heir.
圣经时常论到儿子，而不是说一个孩子，因为只有儿子才拥有继承人的身份。
In the ideal picture of family, a father cares for his son, and the son supports his father.
在一个理想家庭的蓝图里，父总是顾念子，子也支持父。
These expectations are the background for the parable of the prodigal son.
而浪子回头的比喻就是以此类期待为背景的。
When you are in the family of God, you pursue the goals of your heavenly Father.
当你成为神家的一员，你就当寻求天父的目标。
He, in turn, cares for you, his child.
而他也会看顾你，他的儿女。
Your heavenly Father knows what you have need of.
你的天父知道你真正的需要。
He can and will provide what is best for you.
他能够，也会把对你来说是最好的给你。
Finally, I want to go back to the verse with which we began, verse 25.
最后，我希望回到我们一开始看的经文，第二十五节。
It begins with an important word.
句子一开头有一个重要的词。
And we skipped over it.
我们刚才忽略了。
It begins with the word therefore.
这个词就是所以。
Therefore points back to the previous six verses, 19 to 24.
所以这个词是承接前面的六节经文19到24节。
Don't store up treasures on earth.
不要积攒财宝在地上。
Store up treasures in heaven.
只要积攒财宝在天上。
Your heart will be where your treasure is.
你的财宝在哪里，你的心就在那里。
You cannot serve two masters.
你不能侍奉两个主。
You cannot serve both God and material possessions.
你们不能又侍奉神，又侍奉马门。
A master directs the activity of the slave.
一个主人会指教奴仆当做的事。
The slave works for the benefit of the master.
而奴仆做工也是为了主人的好处。
If you treasure material possessions, you make it your master.
如果你重视物质财富，那它就成了你的主人。
Your possessions become a dictator in your life.
你的财产就会成为你生命中的独裁者。
It will control your activity.
它辖制你的行动。
And it will control your thoughts.
掌控你的思想。
The opposite is to store up treasures in heaven.
而与之相反的是积攒财宝在天上。
Well, how would you do that?
该怎么做呢？
Well, verse 33 gives the answer.
33节提供了答案。
Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
那就是先寻求神的国和神的义。
You must put God's interest first.
你必须把神所关注的放在首位。
This also acknowledges that God is your master.
这样做也表明神是你真正的主。
If material things are your master, you will worry.
但如果物欲是你的主人，你就会忧虑。
Will we have enough?
比如担心这些够用吗？
Will we be able to get more?
或能不能得到更多？
Will we be able to keep it?
或能不能保留得住？
Well, does your bank account care about you?
试问，你银行的账户会看顾你吗？
Do your stocks know your needs?
你的股票知道什么是你需要的吗？
Will your employer seek your profit first?
你的老板会先寻求你的益处吗？
God knows your needs.
但神知道你的需要。
God is able to provide.
他也能够供应。
God is a loving heavenly father and wants to care for his children.
因为神是满有爱的天父，也愿意看顾他的儿女们。
Why then worry about such things?
那为什么我们还忧虑这些事呢？
In all of this, it's essential to have God as your heavenly Father.
所有这一切的关键都在于将神当作你的天父。
If God is not your heavenly Father, you will end up worrying.
如果神不是你的父，你就会以忧虑结束此生。
You will have different priorities.
你会有不同的人生侧重点。
You will not be trusting God.
你也不会信靠神。
You will act like all those around you in the world who run after food and clothes and other material things.
你会像世上那些在你周围只追求吃穿和其他物欲的人一样。
But you can become a child of God by God's free gift.
但因着神白白的恩典，如今你成了他的儿女。
John wrote that to all who receive Jesus, to them who believe in him, God gives the right to become children of God.
正如约翰福音一章十二节写的，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
Jesus is God the Son.
耶稣是神子。
He came to earth as a baby.
他以婴孩的样子降生在世。
We just celebrated his birth.
我们也刚庆祝了他的出生。
He lived a sinless life.
他的人生没有被罪污染。
Yet he was crucified as a criminal.
然而他却以罪犯的身份被钉十字架。
God put our sins upon Jesus.
神让耶稣担当我们的罪。
Jesus died as a substitute for all who would believe on him.
耶稣用他的死来代替信徒受刑罚。
And then God raised him from the dead.
之后神叫他从死里复活。
And Jesus now reigns in heaven.
现今耶稣正在天国掌权。
Turn from sin.
请转离罪。
Accept Jesus as your Savior.
接受耶稣为救主。
And you will become a child of God.
你就将成为神的儿女。
As a child of God, you can now trust God to care for you.
而作为他的儿女，你现在就能相信神会看顾你。
As you seek His kingdom and His righteousness, He gives you all that you need.
当你寻求他的国和他的义，他就会给你所需用的一切。
And He knows what you need.
因他知道你真正的需要。
What we need is not the same as what we desire.
我们所需的与我们想要的是不一样的。
What is best for us is not the same as what we think would be good.
我们喜欢的也并不一定就是与我们有益的。
God knows your needs.
但神知道你的需要。
God knows what is best for you.
他知道什么是对你最好的。
Trust him that he will do what is best for each of his children.
请相信他给每一个儿女的都是最适合他们的。
As you trust him, you can become free from such worry.
而当你信靠他时，你就会从忧虑中得释放了。
Paul wrote about this to the Philippians.
保罗在腓立比书四章六到七节里就讲到了这一点。应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
Worry about nothing.
忧虑一无是处。
Pray and ask God for what you need.
相反，你要为你的需要祷告。
Thank him.
祈求神。
Trust him to provide what you need.
相信他会供应你。
And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
然后他所赐的出人意料的平安，就会在耶稣基督里保守你的心怀意念。
You will have a peace that the world will not understand.
你将会拥有这个世界无法理解的平安。
God's peace will protect you in Christ Jesus.
神的平安会在基督耶稣里保守你。
And God will free you from those worries.
神也会把你从忧虑中解救出来。
阿门。
阿门。